It's Mark and Pete.
Hello and welcome to the show. More colourful conversations with Mark and Pete. Oh, yes. This is the show dedicated to religion, politics, and business. Yes, each week clergyman Pete and businessman Mark debate a very important topic. Now this week we highlight, we're on the slippery slope. Oh dear. Yes, when we look around our society, is it true that perhaps things aren't going that well? Now, if you look at politics, there are many politicians that we will debate who are perhaps going on a downward spiral. The once great and admired are no longer. They're out in the wilderness. But it's not just about politicians. It's also about people in religion, people possibly who are in entertainment and many other walks of life. Now, with me today is clergyman Pete. And yes, Pete, I would probably say that another area of those people on the slippery slope, on the banana skin of life, is possibly people in the church. Now, what do you think?
Well, I think that certain people in the church take the wrong path and end up sliding down the slippery slope. So we're going to think of quite a few examples of well-known preachers and pastors who've ended up going down that slope. You could also talk about certain denominations of the church as well that have just, well, ended up turning away from everything that made them strong and successful in the first place.
Yes, it is extraordinary, isn't it, that when you're given an opportunity, you're at the peak of your career, you think you've got the world at your feet, and then for some reason you make a decision and things go terribly wrong. Or maybe it's not just about what you do, it's about other people. Now, I have a little poem here, yes, which is called The Slippery Slope. And this is going to sort of highlight that maybe you should be content with your lot. So here we go. Ellie the eel began to feel unhappy with life in the lake. With electric dreams flowing in streams, she wriggled away for a break. Lifting her head from a salty bed and venturing to the water's edge, she would soon regret when a great big net suddenly started to dredge. As the fishing rod dangled, her body entangled. The struggle was far too late. Poor Ellie the eel became a meal and ended up on a plate. So had Ellie decided to actually just stay content when she was doing very well, and then suddenly slippery slopes, there it was. She ended up on a plate. And unfortunately, when we look around our lives, we see many people who have suffered a similar consequence. Now, let's explore this a little bit more. Let's take a few politicians. Let's take David Cameron, a slippery eel if ever there was one. Now, this is a man who won a general election, had to go into a coalition, came out of it with reasonable colours, and actually won the election again. And yet, here we see that this is the man who's no longer prime minister and has now actually left politics altogether. Now, what on earth went wrong?
Yes. Well, I think that what went wrong was intrinsic to his character, as I say, because it didn't change. So
what, he was a slippery eel.
He was a slippery eel. I see him. I would describe him as a chancer. So he took a chance on, on getting to be prime minister by basically not having any particular policies, but appearing not to be outlandish, wacky, or loony. He managed to get in. Now, having taken that chance, you'd think, oh, he's a bit of a chancer. He can make strong decisions. But in the end, it was his weakness of not making brave decisions that let him down. Particularly in the case of the EU, he first of all was stating that he was all for staying in the EU, wasn't going to have a referendum. Then he was forced to have a referendum, but not really forced. It was pressured into it. So it was the weakness of his political character, not talking about him in his personal life, talking about his public service. His weakness of character ended up going down the slippery slope. Now he's shot out the other end and he's not in politics at all.
No, exactly. And he's not the only one, of course, who suffered many a fate in politics through bad decisions. But I'm going to take it to a wider scale.
Yes.
And when we look across the waters, we sort of look to America. And this is where we've seen a nation who has innovated in so many ways, has led the way through honesty, justice, etc. What has gone wrong? Here we see ourselves now with a nation who has decided to actually go down to two candidates. That's Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Could it ever have gone any worse than two candidates? One of them is going to be president of the United States. And I have to say to myself, when I look back at those great politicians of the past and I sort of try and compare them to those two candidates, I think, really, we've slumped to the rock bottom. Why has it gone wrong in America?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we talk about the slippery slope. We've got two different things to talk about. One is the candidates themselves. You know, we've had two parties making strange decisions in their primaries to have the most unpopular candidates they've ever had becoming the nominee.
Yes.
And then you've got the wider concern of the United States as a whole. How have they ended up in this position? They're going to have as their leader someone who is deeply unpopular, and therefore he's going to divide the nation anymore, possibly, if they continue down the slippery slope. How did they get to that? I mean, I don't know what your take is on it from a business point of view, from the way that things have been, you know, that the economy has been conducted, why have they ended up in this position? But politically, it's because I can see a change in the way that politics has operated, allowing the president to have more and more power, such that you get power hungry charlatans trying, not talking about anyone in particular, of course, trying to grab power. So it ends, if you have the presidency has been quite a restricted role as envisaged by the Constitution, you wouldn't have the same temptation for people to leap in who simply wanted power. But I mean, what is your take on America? Let's look at America. Why are they in this situation where they're so desperate that they want a great, strong leader to come in and rescue them? This once great nation and industrial powerhouse.
Yes. Well, what we see today is really a legacy of perhaps maybe 10, possibly even 20 years of a nation that has seemed to be more and more divided. One of the criticisms, of course, is the fact that the wealthier are getting wealthier. Mm-hmm. And the poverty and the divide in society, but in all areas of society, is just getting greater. So that's one issue. The other thing is, of course, the divide in the in government. Mm. And we've seen that it's been pretty difficult, certainly in Barack Obama's tenure, to be able to see how he could get any policies through. I mean, it's been perhaps a troubled presidency. I think many people would agree. Now, whether that's through his economic policies, his policies on health, his foreign policies, and where some of those have gone wrong. So whether that's in war-torn regions of the world that we have debated in previous shows. So I think that what you're seeing is a nation very much divided. And I think that this, what you're seeing here, is a result of the fact that somebody like Donald Trump has sort of come to the surface, if you like, based on some people's desperation, in the sense that Donald Trump has just really had no policies. But what he has done is he's come out and criticized particularly people like Barack Obama and, of course, now Hillary Clinton, who's sort of, if you like, representing some of his policies. And I think people are just saying, well, it's a new voice, but not necessarily that he's the person who is going to really solve the problems.
No, he's the loudest voice, I guess.
America's got itself into an economic problem as well, which is that their debt situation is just almost unsustainable now. And so that's the worry. Whoever comes in, even if you could stop the world and say, could we have the best business leaders on the planet to come and sort out America, it would really be a major challenge, because it's been allowed to evolve to a point where possibly people are going to struggle even more, whoever becomes president. So in the next 4 years, I see really that more and more people will be impoverished, and that's a worry.
Yes. So as soon as a nation which has this form of representative democracy, when you have short or fixed terms of government, you're going to end up with short-termism, which we are very much against here on Mark and Pete. Long-termism is one of our watchwords. But the problem that that gives in this case, what's important here is that means as soon as you get to the state where you can't even see that any change has been made within 4 years, then you can have your president voted out every 4 years, aren't you? Maybe that's going to happen from now on, because I mean, such dire straits. It can't be sorted out in 4 years, so you're going to keep on having this dissatisfaction with how the country's being run.
Well, we've made this point, haven't we? That we believe that, and it's we're not American, so we're perhaps not the best placed individuals on this matter. But I think we can agree that perhaps today, the way that America is structured is just about being a bit too short term. I agree with this point that actually maybe it's worked in the past, but today I think that if you're going to put somebody in place, they need more than 4 years to be able to actually get their policies through and to see effect.
I mean, I would just have a double term. I mean, I would say it should be 8 years, because otherwise can you, in planning a business, ever say, oh, well, we're going to plan for less than 5 years ahead? You're not going to say that, are you, in terms of business planning? You're going to say, well, I've got to have a five-year plan. And you're only, with a presidency, got a three-year plan, really, because then there's all the complaining going on.
Yeah, so exactly, yes.
So you've got great difficulties. And with Obama, this has, of course, switched America onto this slippery slope because of his divisive policies. Now, he was more divisive than he needed to be because of the system. You know, he felt he had to try and push through his changes within the first half of his first term, because he was trying to get there before Congress and the Senate was against him. And he was right, procedurally speaking. But that has meant great divisiveness, and now America's on that slippery slope that we're talking about, in not having good leaders who are able to carry through the changes that are needed. At least that seems to be the case now. I mean, but look at, we could look back at Britain. Look what's happened to British politics. I mean,
look at
Well, look at certain politicians within British politics. We were talking about Liam Fox.
Are we on a slippery slope by going through this vote of Brexit? I mean, many Could people be. Have debated yeah. that, and we've yeah. talked about it in previous yeah. shows. But are we now headed on a slippery slope?
Yes.
I mean,
we've made that decision.
Big topic.
There's no going back. What are we going to do?
No, you can't climb your way back up a slippery slope.
No, you can't. No. But of course, I, as you know, as a music buff, big fans of One Direction, and they're on a slippery slope.
Well, exactly. This is one of Simon Cowell's great prodigies who've come really into everyone's attention probably about four years ago when they won the X Factor. Now, of course, this is a boy band, a pop group, took the world by storm, not just Britain, but America as well, and had many, many hits. But of course, like a lot of bands, they seem to sort of fragment. When you have Zayn Malik leaving, that starts to sort of question, well, does that mean they're going to break up? Well, a little bit more longevity sort of continued a bit, but now they've decided to obviously go their separate ways. Maybe they'll come back together. Yes, it's always good to have a reunion tour for those coffers.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to have to take the posters down off my wall.
I know that you've got all
distraught.
Their albums, be honest. No, come on. Your musical taste definitely fell on a slippery slope there.
Yes.
But the point being is, in entertainment, you see a lot of people on a slippery slope. Now, whether they just go off the rails or perhaps, maybe they're just not as popular anymore. But it also happens in sport. I mean, take, for example, Manchester United.
Oh, yeah.
One of the teams under Sir Alex Ferguson was almost unbeatable. I mean, virtually year after year, it seemed like, you know, he's almost, you know, he could never be beaten. And where are they now? Okay, yes, so they've got Jose Mourinho taking over, but they're not doing that well anymore. I mean, look at the teams around them that they've got to compete with: Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal,
Watford,
Tottenham.
Yes.
There are many now. I know that you're a great football fan.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes, I'm a bigger fan of football as I am of One Direction. I mean, I can read Twitter feeds as well as anyone else, so I know that Man United lost to Watford 3-1 today.
Correct.
So,
that's right, yes.
I didn't know that until I just looked it up. But
Watford had actually beaten Manchester United in many, many decades. But anyway, the point being is that why is it that some of these greats just simply start to slip? What actually is it that causes it? Is it complacency, or is it that just simply others actually start to get their act together?
Well, okay. Now, I have a theory here that unites all these different things we've been talking about. Manchester United, One Direction, and United States of America, all these different things.
Theme here is United.
Now, well, I think it's to do with the culture of it. Or the culture of the, you can have a culture of a person in this extent. The culture of a person is, of course, their character. But you can have someone doing extremely well, but if in their heart there's something wrong there, then they're going to slip onto the slippery slope at some point. And when you come to a country, the culture can be something that's developed and enshrined, say, for example, in the United States, in its constitution. But also it takes a good leader or leadership team to keep that culture alive. So Manchester United, with the change of manager, you say, well, the manager doesn't actually kick the balls. No, but they're in charge of the team, and they can have a big effect on the culture of the team. So it's within a band, that can be the same as well. There must be something wrong in there that makes them step up. Of course, that's not always the case. You know, okay, there is such a case as being unlucky. I mean, you know, we have to acknowledge that. But just talking, you know, it could be One Direction. It's not that they're a bunch of talentless pretty boys who are now past the sell-by day. That might not be the reason. I'm just saying that. You know, that the problem, the thing that led them onto the slippery slope, which they weren't actually that good, and why they were young, you could get away with it. But always within that was the problem that they would come to a point where it just wouldn't wash anymore. Although I'm a big fan, I can say that about One Direction. That's a possibility. But what I'm saying is it's intrinsic then. There's something intrinsic. Now, intrinsic to Manchester United's current poor form, you know, could be the leader, the manager or coach, but also the way in which the culture has developed. And to develop a culture, you need to be there for a long time. And this is where my theory unites them all, you see. Alex Ferguson was there a long time.
And it took him 4 years before he actually won a trophy. So there lies a lesson, doesn't it?
Within business and changing the economy around, it takes a long time. It's a question of thinking long term and having leadership in place who you trust, who makes to build up that trust, because they're long term. It's that things aren't long term enough. With One Direction, it was that there wasn't a plan for them to succeed long term. It's the problem of short termism.
Yes. So from that point of view,
solved the problem.
Any guidance in terms of yes, you've solved the problem. Well, let me talk about
it's only a theory, folks.
Those other theories, and particularly when we sort of talk about the Bible. Some people who perhaps are on a slippery slope because they've just lost their faith. Now, what would you advise there? Any guidance from that point of view?
Well, the thing is, when it comes to the Bible, the God of the Bible is known as one for whom there is always the possibility of a fresh start. You can start again, even if you got to the bottom of the slippery slope. And the reason for that is that God is always there, the ultimate in long-termism, and you can trust him to make the changes in you. And when we look back at the Bible, we see the example of Saul, the first king of the people of God, put in place, and yet he had too much self glorification. He trusted in himself more than in God, and God rejected him, and Saul was replaced. So the ancestor of Jesus that we now look back to, the king that we look back to, is not Saul, but his replacement, David. And so when you can look at the story of Saul being rejected by God in 1 Samuel 15. It's too long to read out here. It's a whole, the whole story is told there. Now, the answer is, of course, to do what David did. David, his successor, made huge mistakes, but he trusted God and was prepared to change.
Yes. Well, that's a very good point. Well, just as we I've got some breaking news here, in fact, some of our listeners have just tweeted in and given us a few comments, and they said, well, Mark and Pete are definitely not on a slippery slope, yes. And I think that's encouraging. Yes. But what he does say is that's because you're already at the bottom of the slope.
Right, I haven't looked at the Twitter feed, so I'm going to see who's been saying that, and we'll be getting some strongly worded replies.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, listeners, what do you
from the bottom of the slope?
Do you have any examples of being on the slippery slope? Have you actually slid from the higher echelons of your profession, or have you actually sort of recovered in some way? We would like to hear from you. Join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Mark and Pete.